जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जयो गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जयो गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जयो गौर भक्त वृंद श्री नित्यानंद त्रयोदश महामहोत्सव की जय। On this most auspicious occasion of Sri Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamahotsav, we'll be discussing today morning from Adi Lila, Chapter 5, Chapter is describing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, text number 1, please respond. वंदे नन्ताद्भुतेश्वर्यम् श्री नित्यानन्दमीश्वरम् यस्येच्छया तत्स्वरूपम् अज्ञेनापि निरूप्यते वंदे नन्ताद्भुतेश्वर्यम् श्री नित्यानन्दमीश्वरम् यस्येच्छया तत्स्वरूपम् अज्ञेनापि निरूप्यते वन्दे नन्ताद्भुतेश्वर्यम् श्री नित्यानन्दमीश्वरम् यस्येच्छया तत्स्वरूपम् अज्ञेनापि निरूप्यते
ये नामी रूप्यते वंदे नन्दा
synonyms, word to word synonyms and translation by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vande, let me offer my obeisances. Ananta, unlimited. Adbhuta, and wonderful. Aishwaryam, whose opulence. Shri Nityanandam, unto Lord Nityananda. Ishwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya, whose. Ichchaya, by the will. Tat Swarupam, is identity. Agyena, by the ignorant. Api, even. Nirupyate, can be ascertained. Translation. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By His will, even a fool can understand His identity. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Etkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. On this most auspicious occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi, today we will discuss the glories of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and I seek blessings of assembled devotees, His Grace Varkadish Prabhu, and all the other senior devotees here, and everyone. We chanted this verse, which is in the beginning of the chapter where Lord Nityananda's glories are described. And today, especially we remember Lord Nityananda with great eagerness and hankering, because today is the day of what in a modern parlance is called networking. It's a networking day because Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, these are festivals when the Lord is more merciful. But today, especially Nityananda Trayodashi, is most special because not only Nityananda Prabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also He is eternally in the mood of a servant. And therefore, if you see, Nityananda Prabhu is always begging the Lord. If you see Nityananda Prabhu's pastime, he is always begging Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please accept the conditioned souls. So therefore, if we today approach Lord Nityananda Prabhu, now two advantages we have. Not only He will accept us, but also He will present us to His most worshipable Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, today we can get double mercy. Therefore, today is a very special day. And And not only that, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, we can also get entrance into the most confidential Radha Krishna pastimes. Nitaira Koruna Habe, Braje Radha Krishna Pabe, Daro Nitai Charana Dukhani. So when Lord Nityananda's mercy is there, we will get Radha and Krishna's mercy. Therefore, today we are expressing determination. He no nitai bine bhai, Radha Krishna paite nai, Dridakori dharo nitair pai, Dridakori dharo nitair pai. So, without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we cannot get Radha and Krishna's mercy. So, you see how important today it is for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Today is the day we express our determination, we renew our determination, and we actually exercise and renew our determination. We have no choice because Dridakori, you know, all these bhajans you see Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I want to be determined today. So therefore, as a humble service to all devotees and for the purification of my own heart, I would like to discuss four topics today, the constraints of time. One is identity of Lord Nityananda. Then we will discuss the certain principles that Lord Nityananda embodies or exemplifies. And third, we will discuss how we can apply these principles in our own lives. And finally, we'll discuss how Srila Prabhupada embodies Nityananda Prabhu's compassion. So to discuss these four topics, I am acutely aware of my own limitations. Just like a tiny bird can't cover the sky, I obviously cannot glorify Lord Nityananda adequately, but for the pleasure of all devotees, I will speak. So first we will discuss the identity of Lord Nityananda. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully explains, Sankarshana karanato yashai, garbo dashai, payob dashai, sheshasya yasyam shakalasa nitya, nanda kyarama sharanam mamastu. He says, Lord Nityananda is who? Sankarshana karana. The Mahavishnu is coming from Nityananda Prabhu. Sankarshana kar, and the Sankarshan from that, the entire expansion, Sankarshana Karanatosha, Garboda Shai, from Sankarshan comes the first the quarter from Mahavishnu, from Krishna comes Balram, from Balram, then all the expansions begin, right? Mahavishnu, then the quadruple expansion, and from the Sankarshan comes Narayan, then from Narayan the second quadruple expansion comes, and from that Sankarshan, Mahavishnu, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, then Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So everything is coming from Balramji. Sorry. So Balramji basically is the first expansion. And Kaviraj Goswami further says that so everything, all expansions are coming from Balramji, or who is non-different from Lord Nityananda. And what is this Balramji, Nityananda Prabhu's relationship with this material world? That also is very important for us to know. Maya Bharta Janda Sangha Shayanga Shete Sakshat Karanambodhi Madhye Ese Kamsha Shri Pumana Di Devas Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. Maya Bharta Janda. He is the master of Maya. So we all want to get relief from Maya Devi. We have to approach Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Ese Kamsha Shri Pumana Adi Devas. All other expansions come from Lord Nityananda. Therefore, today is the day, Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. We beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Ram, who is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, has come as Sachi Suta. And Balaram Hoilo Nitai. And the special feature of these two brothers, Krishna and Balram, who have come as Sachi Suta, Lord Chaitanya,
and Lord Nityananda, the special feature of these two personalities is revealed in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami, when he defines who these two personalities are. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudode Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonado. So he is saying that Chitro Shando Tamonado. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have appeared Gaudode Pushpavanto in the eastern horizon of Gaudadesha, just like sun and moon are simultaneously arising. Just imagine sun and moon simultaneously rising. So when the sun rises, what happens? All the darkness is dispelled. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance dispels all ignorance of this material world, all the confusions that we have. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Mande Balopiya Danugrahat Tare Nana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. Kaviraj Goswami says that Balopi, even a child, if he gets mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Tare Nana Matagraha, he can swim across the ocean where there are amazing crocodiles, incredible sharks. He can swim across all these ocean. What is this ocean? Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. The ocean of philosophical conclusions is like an ocean filled with lot of sharks and alligators. Especially India, if you see, is a spiritual supermarket. But all these confusions we can cross over. Even a child can cross over. That's why you will see in ISKCON, even children are so expert in book distribution. You will see so many times children get other one mali. I've seen now he's grown big. But even as a small boy, 6-year-old boy, he would go with books and he would fall at people's feet. And they would be amazed, a child falling at their feet. And then you would give them Prabhupada's book and they would be compelled to buy. And you would have highest book score. So I said, oh, this boy also has got the intelligence. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's amazing mercy. Balopya Danugrah. So he dispels all ignorance, all darkness. Just like the sun does that. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu is compared with the moon. Just like, of course, Lord Chaitanya is also compared with moon. But in this particular analogy. And what does the moon do? It gives cooling relief. Experience. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala koti chandra. Imagine 1 crore moons rise in the sky, full moons. What we will feel? We will feel, right? That's the experience we get. So this is the first principle we will examine today. The happiness or that relief and that satisfaction that we experience in bhakti when we come. Because this relief, especially for sadhakas who are, Prabhupada said, practicing Krishna consciousness means declaring a war against the illusory energy. I remember Devamrita Maharaj many years ago, he was giving class on Nityananda Tridashi. He said, if you're attacked by lust, you should just shout at the top of your voice. Your lungs should tear apart and you should shout, Nityananda. So loudly you should shout that your lungs tear apart. So when you say that, he said, you know, Devamrita Maharaj has this amazing style. He will close his eyes. He will laugh. He said, so you say Nityananda like that, the lungs tear apart, then all the lust will go away. You will feel immediate relief. Koti Chandra Shushitala. And then he said, then I was thinking when he was giving that class, but if I'm in the bus going for preaching program and I see some billboard and I get some desires, then if I shout Nityananda, my lust may go away, but people will put me in mental hospital. They will think some madman has come. So what do I do? So as if anticipating my question in my mind, Devamrita Maharaj then added, he said, you should shout so loudly that your lungs tear apart, but your lips should not move. Lips should be closed. But of course, here we don't have any restrictions. So we can say, Nityananda! 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 And Devamrita Maharaj, after that, he closed his eyes, he said, he said these words. Huh? He said, it works. I'm assuring you, it works. Therefore, we need Lord Nityananda's mercy. Ar kabe nitai chander koruna hobe samsara vasana mura kabe tuchha be. Only by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we will find samsara vasana tuchha. We will find sense gratification abominable. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha bemana kabe hamaheribo shri vrindavana. And only then, when we give up this Vishaya, we can enter Vrindavan. So therefore, this is the identity of Lord Nityananda. We have discussed the first topic. Now I will discuss the second topic, which is the principles that Lord Nityananda Prabhu embodies. Just one or two we'll take. First, we'll take happiness. Because you ask anyone what they are doing and why they are doing. So somebody may say, you know, I'm getting married. Somebody may say, I'm getting divorced. Somebody may say, I'm going to work. Somebody may say, I'm traveling all over the world all the time. Ultimately, whatever people are doing, they're doing it for happiness. A CEO is traveling and he says, I spend half my life in the airplane. An ant in your room is carrying 3 times its weight on its back. You know that ants can carry 3 times their weight. And the ant is scurrying in the room, corner, it's running around. Why? Why the ant is running around like that? For happiness. Why is the CEO flying in an airplane? For happiness. And in between, we are there. We also are carrying, I think, more than 100 times our weight in our mind. Pura dunya ka bhoj hum utha ke leke ja rahe hain. This in this mind. So we are all running around looking for some kind of happiness. But ultimately, all the happiness we experience is just like a little drop. You know that Mahabharata story, that man is dangling in the well. And nothing will make us happy in this world. It's like being thrown into a salt water ocean, and imagine you are thirsty and you drink salt water. Can we be happy? So, no happiness in this material. Only one solution for relief. What is that solution for relief that we get? And we chant that every day in the morning. Samsara dava nalanida loka pranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri charana ravindam. Samsara dava nal. It's a blazing forest fire of material existence. And only that rain cloud of mercy is who? Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. That spiritual master is the one who brings us Krishna's mercy. So the only hope that we have in material world is the mercy of spiritual master. And spiritual master is originally none other than Nityananda Prabhu. And the quest, our quest for Ananda, our quest for happiness is completed when we connect to Nitya Ananda. Nitya means eternal. Ananda means happy. So Nityananda Prabhu is always happy. So if you connect to a personality who is always happy, his very name, what does his very name reveal? His very name reveals he is supremely happy. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he told his brahmachari and sannyasi disciples that you should, brahmachari means you should read Chaitanya Bhagavad at least 100 times. Because Chaitanya Bhagavad is written by Vrindavana Das Thakur, a great lover of Nityananda, your disciple of, last disciple of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. That's why you see all our acharyas, they know whom to approach for happiness. Narottama bodo dukhi, nitai more karo sukhi. Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I am very dukhi. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, you make me sukhi. Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. He is Sukhi and he is full of Prema Ananda. So therefore Nityananda Prabhu we approach because he gives us 2 gifts which gives us happiness. And these 2 gifts, first is Guru, right? Sri Guru. Because Sri Guru is representative of Nityananda Prabhu. And what is the second gift he gives? Of course this gift he also gives through Guru only. Along with Guru, what is the other thing he gives us? Any guesses? Gauranga, yes. And what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give? Harinam. So this is the second gift Lord Nityananda Prabhu gives. Holy names. Nityananda Maham Nomi Sarvananda Karamparam Harinama Pradamgeham Avaduta Shiromani. Lord Nityananda is the best of the Avadutas. Avaduta Shiromani. Now, Avadut is a very, this is a word which we use many times. To be politically correct, you know, if we are bewildered by some devotee and we are afraid of making Vaishnava aparad, we don't like his behavior or some idiosyncrasy, and we can't say he is bad or he is like this, so we say avadhut hai. We use the word very casually, but Bhaktivedanta Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavati writes a detailed purport on why is Nityananda Prabhu called avadhut. He says avadhuta means basically not somebody who is whimsical. Avaduta means three criteria. First of all, he has no bodily urges. Secondly, he doesn't ever identify with his belly and genitals. And thirdly, he practices strict celibacy. And then Bhaktivedanta Thakur gives further explanations of Avadhuta. He says, Avadhuta. A stands for Akshara, inexhaustible. So Avadhuta means somebody who is infallible. And Va is Varshneya, highly respectable person. That is the second quality of our Avadhuta. And third, Dhu. Dhu means he is free from Durga, you know, the material existence. He is free from all material conditionings. And Ta, he is fixed in Tat Tvam Asi, the absolute truth. He is Avadhuta. And Nityananda Prabhu is Avadhuta Shiromani. Nityananda Mahamnomi. He gives two things. Sarva Ananda Karam Param. He gives Sarva Ananda. He makes everyone blissful. And how does he make everyone blissful? Hari Nama Pradam Geham. He gives Harinam. So now we all are seeking Ananda. We may experience some Ananda. And that Ananda which we have, you know, which we experience in tiny, tiny quantity, that is existing in oceanic, unlimited quantity in whom? Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, the essence is no one is as blissful as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, we have to get smart. Connect to somebody who is most blissful. And he gives that bliss through spiritual master. So, when we serve spiritual master and when we remember him, what happens is, I'm sure all of us have experienced this. When we actually remember the spiritual master with gratitude, why Vyas Puja festivals are so special for devotees? Because we experience happiness of a different realm. Actually, most people are shocked when they hear that, you know, how can you be happy serving Guru? And what's the big deal? They can't understand. You know, it's like, you know, when children, we used to play, now those days we didn't have iPhones and, you know, smartphones. The games, one of the things that was very attractive was collecting cigarette packet covers. We used to have some games and points. You know, so covers, so in the Pan Bidi shop in the roadside, Swachh Bharat mission was also not there. So the shopkeeper would throw the cigarette packet covers when it is over. And as children, we would run and collect those packets. So those packets would have points. You know, like high brand cigarettes, I don't remember the names also now, they would have 10 points, some would have 5 points. And some like ordinary cigarettes like Charms would have 1 point, you know. And like some would have 0.5, like Ganesh Chap BD, it had 0.5 points. It was like, no, so we would collect and then we would have games, who has the maximum. And I remember as young boys seeing this, you know, sometimes this Pan BD, they buy one or two cigarettes. So then they give, so then the cover gets over, the fellow would throw it out. And when he would throw it out, children would go and grab it. And I remember feeling, this fellow is a fool. He's throwing away 10 points. So for shopkeeper, it didn't mean anything. So when we are chasing after sense gratification, the advanced pure devotees, for them it is like they give up. For them it is nothing. But for we are thinking, how they can give up? How can you give up everything and serve Guru? Tum pagal hai. So, we have to understand that the pleasure that we are seeking is like running after a cigarette packet cover. Kuch nahi hai usme, compared to the higher pleasures that exist. So, not only Sri Guru is representing Nityananda Prabhu, the basis of the relationship is service. That is why if you see Nityananda Prabhu is called Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Like Balaramji. Balaramji serves Krishna in all rasas, we know, as bed, as chamara. So, he expands himself in all rasas. And in this world, we have relationships at three levels, right? We have relationship with equals, we have relationship with seniors, we have relationship with juniors. So, Balaramji covers all three aspects. So, as equal, he can be Sakha. As senior, he can be Guru. And as junior, Bhritya, servant. Nityananda Prabhu also. If you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu amongst his Gurujans. But also, Balaramji, at the end of the day, Balaramji knows, I am servant of Krishna. So, all the superior role he plays, he is serving. Lakshman wanted to, why he wanted to become an elder brother? To serve only, no? Ultimately. So, ultimately the bottom line is, Nityananda Prabhu is in the mood of a servant. And our happiness, when we connect to Sri Guru is, when we are established in our constitutional position, Jivera Swarupa Hoye, Krishnera Nitya Das. So, when I become a Das, When I'm fixed in that situation, then I'm happy. Even Balramji, during Brahma Vimohan Leela, he got bewildered, right? He was saying, how can I not understand that it is Krishna? That means, this is the potency of my master. Because who in the world can bewilder me? Balramji is asking this question. So basically, Balramji acknowledges that Krishna is the ultimate master. And Nityananda Prabhu, did he acknowledge? Yes. There are many pastimes. Like the first meeting after Nandanacharya's house, the next day was Vyas Puja. So, Srivas Thakur gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu and said, put it on Vyasdev. The auspicious time has begun for the ceremony. Nityananda Prabhu just held the garland and said, so be it. Srivas Thakur again went and said, Are Nityananda Prabhu, please put the garland on Vyasdev. It is Vyas Puja. So he would look at Srivas Thakur and he would say, so be it. 3-4 times it happened. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nitai, put the garland on Vyasdev. So then Nityananda Prabhu looked and he walked straight to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put it on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how he established that he is a servant and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is master. And even in, if you see, even in apparently annoying, even when he's apparently annoying Lord Chaitanya, he is actually pleasing and he is serving. Like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after sannyas was going towards Vrindavan, what did Nityananda Prabhu do? He called some children. He said, we will come ahead, we will run ahead. And when we come there and we, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in ecstasy, he will ask you which is the path to Vrindavan. You show him the other path towards Ganga. And then he sent some devotees ahead to Advaita Acharya's house with sannyas clothes of Lord Chaitanya extra. We go there and tell Advaita Acharya that we are coming. So then Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy dancing, thinking he is going to Vrindavan. He is asking the passers-by, where is Vrindavan? They are all pointing him towards Ganga only. And finally he comes near Ganga, thinking it is Yamuna. And he says, Vrindavan, I have come to Vrindavan. And suddenly he says, Advaita Acharya is coming in a boat. He says, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing? I am on my way to Vrindavan. What are you doing in Vrindavan? So Advaita Acharya smiles. He says, Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya understands that Nityananda Prabhu has played some trick. So then he says, Nityananda, you lied to me. So Advaita Acharya immediately clarifies, no, my dear Lord, he has not lied to you. Actually, when Ganga and Yamuna meet at Prayag, after that, the western side, it becomes Yamuna, and the eastern side becomes Ganga. So you are on the western side, so it is Yamuna only. So Lord Chaitanya is angry, but he laughs. And Advaita Acharya has brought fresh saffron clothes for Lord Chaitanya. And then he has prepared a big feast at Shantipur. Big feast. And Lord Chaitanya says, I am a simple sannyasi. Don't feed me so much. Just give me lafra vengeance, just little bit. So you would say, no, no, you just take little. So you would fill half the bowl. As soon as Lord Chaitanya would finish any bowl half, you would fill it up. Lord Chaitanya says, I am a sannyasi. Give me just little. So then Advaita Acharya would say, oh, my dear Lord, why do you bewilder me? As Jagannath, you are eating chappan bhog. So then, and now, as Lord Chaitanya is doing like this, Nityananda Prabhu is also taking prasad. He tells Advaita Acharya, what is this? I have not eaten anything for 3-4 days. I am so hungry. And you are not feeding me anything. What little? Even my half stomach will not be filled by this. So Advaita Acharya says, see, you are a sannyasi. Don't be so greedy, okay? Eat whatever I am giving, be grateful and eat. But then Nityananda Prabhu says, I may be greedy or whatever. You are grihastha. Your job is to feed. Sannyasis. So you should feed properly. He says, what sannyasi? You are a pseudo sannyasi, dhongi sannyasi. I will never call any sannyasi ever up to my house. So they are fighting like that. It is so hilarious. And then Nityananda Prabhu throws a rice and that grain falls on Lord on Advaita Acharya and he goes into ecstasy and starts jumping and dancing. And here is where Sachi Mata actually tells Lord Chaitanya that you make Jagannath Puri as your headquarters. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. And that is where they have 3 days festival, like Pune Yatra, you know, hearing, chanting. And Sachi Mata tells devotees that let me cook for my son because then I will not get to cook for him so much. He will be going to Puri. So if you see what Nityananda Prabhu has done by that apparently annoying and lying, what he has done is ultimately he has increased devotional service. He has brought everyone happy. He has made everyone happy. Even there is another pastime where Nityananda Prabhu is annoying Lord Chaitanya. Anybody knows which is that pastime? Dandabhanga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath in the river and then he gave his sannyas danda to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu saw the danda and said, the Lord whom I am carrying in my heart always is carrying this danda. Insignificant. So he broke it into three pieces and threw it away. The internal reason is, you know, we are, Mahaprabhu took sannyas from the Sankara Sampradaya, but we are Vaishnavas. We surrender our body, mind and soul, words to Lord Krishna. So three parts he broke and he threw it away. When Lord Chaitanya came out, he said, where is my sannyas danda? Nitin Prabhu said, what danda? He said, my sannyas danda I gave you to hold. Nitin Prabhu said, oh my dear Lord, you are transcendental. In ecstasy, you are jumping, dancing and you fell on the danda and you broke it. You don't even realize. So Lord Chaitanya understood that again Nitin Prabhu is lying. So he said, I will not come with you. Either you go ahead of me to Puri or I will go first. So like that. So then they said, no, you go first. So Lord Chaitanya began running towards Puri. That's another pastime. But like this, if you see, there are many pastimes like that. Mahaprabhu telling Nityananda Prabhu that don't come to Puri. And he comes. So, these are all very sweet pastimes. Now, Nityananda Prabhu as spiritual master, now there is another shining quality which we have to understand. Both are spiritual master and Nityananda Prabhu. This is an amazing quality both Guru and Nityananda Prabhu have. Because Sri Guru has not only figured out, Nityananda Prabhu has not only figured out how to serve Lord Chaitanya perfectly, but they are, Nityananda Prabhu and Guru are most expert in engaging everybody else also in Lord's service. Not only, they are personally, Lord Nityananda is personally competent enough to serve Lord Chaitanya. But still, see, he is blissful, supremely blissful, but also supremely merciful. Are you getting? This is both qualities are there. Tatra Bidaksha Gativallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravindam is Daksha, is expert. So what Lord Nityananda Prabhu does, what Sri Guru does is expands the circle of Seva to include everyone else there. Get as many as people as possible to serve the Lord. Push them in. See, otherwise we, conditioned souls, might not engage in devotional service, right? What is our scope? So therefore, he is called as a rain cloud of mercy. Lord Nityananda is the ocean. Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam. And Guru is that cloud that takes the water from the ocean, Prabhu, and gives to us. So when we get Sri Guru, it is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy coming through Sri Guru. Because Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Guru can do everything, but tries to get as many as possible to serve His Supreme Lord. See, if you see in this world, those who are blissful, they are not blissful. But let's say, if somebody is happy, those who are blissful, they are not necessarily merciful. They are in their own intoxicated state. For a blissful person to be merciful is very high class. I remember after the 2011 World Cup finals, India won that World Cup. In the night, I was not getting sleep because of the noise. And also, I was a little disturbed also. So I came out and I was walking here. And people were coming, so many people are coming and offering dandavat outside the courtyard of the temple. And in the midnight, they all had paint, India flag. They were actually, some of them were grateful to the Lord, but many of them were so intoxicated. I can't describe some of the things, it's very embarrassing. One man, he had a India paint, India flag, and he was, you know, so ecstatic. And he saw me chanting in the corridor. He looked at me and he said, Hare India, Hare India, 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 Hare. Just looking at him, you know, I knew he was blissful, he was very happy, but I don't think he was merciful. When we are saying Nityananda Prabhu is blissful, he's not like disconnected from us. He will get us also. He wants also to experience that bliss of service to Guru. So the blissful and merciful quality of Nityananda Prabhu. You know, when we see Guru as blissful and merciful, it is fully manifested in Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So, Nityananda Prabhu is the most liberal. And the best part is, now hold your breath, this is very important. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Now this is a paradox. Because we have this famous verse by our Rupa Goswami, our main Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful, right? He says, what is that verse? Namo Mahavadanyaya. And how can somebody else be more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful. How come? How do we understand this? This is a paradox. Simple. In spiritual world, in material world, somebody is number one, he is number one. In spiritual world, there can be two number one also. That is a simple formula. So, both are most merciful. That is why Vrindavan Das Thakur has beautifully explained. Ajanulambita bujo kanakavadato sankirtane kapitaro kamalayataksho vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. Karunavataro, both of them are most merciful. Not one person, none of them. Ajanulambita bujo, they have long arms. Kanaka, golden complexion. And they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtane kapitaro kamalayataksho. They have beautiful lotus eyes. Vishvambaro, dvijavaro. They are the maintainers of the universe. Vande jagat priyakaro. They are the ones hitakaro. They are the ones who are doing welfare activities for the entire world. And karunavataru. So they drown everyone in this, in their ocean of compassion. About Nityananda Prabhu, we have this beautiful bhajan. Dina hina patita pamar nai bache. Brahmara durlaba prema sabakar jache. So look at the analogy, the explanations given. Dina, dina means miserable. Hina, unfortunate. Patita, fallen. Pamar, mad. Basically same only, different adjectives used for same feeling. So he is saying, Dina, Hina, Patita, Pamar, Nai, Bache, Koi Bach Nahi Paya. And what did they get? Brahmara Durlaba Prema Sabakar Jache. What is so rare for Brahmaji was given to Dina, Hina, Patita and Pamar. I mean, see, please try to understand this. The lowest is getting the highest. See, that's Nityananda Prabhu in simple words, the essence of today's class is, the lowest will get highest. In this world, if you want to get highest, you have to be qualified. Like if you want to get IIT, there is a coaching class which guarantees that if you enter that coaching class, you'll get admission in IIT. They'll train you so well. But to get into that coaching class, you have to get 95% in their exam. That means you have to be highest to get the best. Means you have to be the best to get the highest, like that. But Lord Nityananda is not like that. Abaddha karuna sindhu nitai katiya muhan ghare ghare bhule preme ani arban. Abaddha karuna sindhu was, the ocean of mercy was sealed. Katiya muhan, nitai katiya muhan. Nityananda Prabhu came and cut it. And then what happens? Just imagine in Singapore they have a restaurant where it's below the ocean and the glass window. So everybody can see it's all ocean outside. They can see sharks flying, everything, and they're inside the ocean and eating. Imagine somebody makes a hole there. They'll be drowned. But that's what Nityananda Prabhu did. In the ocean of compassion, mercy, he cut it and he drowned everyone. Ghare ghare bhule preme, everyone was drowned. And what is the meaning of this mercy? Basically, he gave happiness and he gave service to Krishna. For that, only thing we need is sarala kuriyamman. Just have to be simple-hearted. And the best example is, Nityananda Pradesha festival is incomplete without mentioning the names of these two personalities. Rajendra Nandana Jay Sachisuta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai Dina Hina Jatta Chilo Hari Name Uddharilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. They were drunkards. They couldn't even speak properly. You know that pastime. That they were so drunk, they had become fat because of drinking. And they were chasing Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu were running for their life. And these drunkards are chasing. Wait, wait. They want to beat them. So they somehow escape. And then they escape because they are fat. They are not able to chase. So then Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur escape. So Jagai Mata are frustrated. So they couldn't beat Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, so they start beating each other. They start pulling each other's ears, hair, and they start punching. And then they hurt each other because they're drunk. And then they realize that they're also hurt, they're also hurting each other. So that hurt is causing them tears, their pain. So then they are in pain. So Jagai and Madai start wiping the tears of each other. Oh, don't cry, don't cry. So they're so intoxicated. They couldn't even speak properly. And you can imagine So at that time, when Haridasa Thakura and Nityananda Prabhu went to Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya, Haridasa Thakura especially complained to Advaita Acharya, saying that, what a madman. When they were running, they were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridasa Thakura said, I have gone with a madman today. I would have been killed. So Nityananda Prabhu said, why are you calling me madman? It is our master who has ordered us. He is a Brahmana, but he is acting like a king. He is ordering us. So then when they came there, they complained to Advaita Acharya. Haridasa Thakura complained that Nityananda is a madman. He goes anywhere. He sits on the bull and shouts, I am Shiva. He goes to river with chasing crocodiles. He catches young girls and tells them, I want to marry you. The girls get bewildered. They run away. Their father comes running and Nityananda Prabhu goes away. Then the father catches me. Like that, you know, he is only telling all bad things about Nityananda Prabhu. In a transcendental, he is actually glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. And today, the worst thing is they caught drunkards. Most horrible drunkards, Jagai and Madai. So when Advaita Acharya hears this, he starts laughing. Hasya Advaita bole kona chitra nae. Advaita Acharya started laughing and said, it is not surprising. Hasya Advaita bole kona chitra nae. Madhya pera uchita madhya pera sangha hoy. Drunkards like to associate with other drunkards. So Nityananda Prabhu is a drunkard. And very soon these both men will become devotees and they will dance in our kirtan. So these two drunkards who couldn't even speak properly, look at the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that Mother Saraswati enters their tongue and they offer one of the most beautiful prayers you will find in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I mean, it can Mahaprakash Lila, we have most beautiful prayers. If you see after Mahaprakash Lila, the prayers of Jagai Madai are the class. They are creme la creme prayers. Especially the Madai's prayers, you know, where he compares. He says, Ajamil chanted Namabhas once, he intensely remembered you, my dear Lord. Gajendra, he was intensely offering prayers to you, remembered you. And Kamsa also, although he was thinking of you anemically, but at least he thought of you. And Madai is saying, but we didn't chant your names like Ajamil. We didn't offer prayers like Gajendra. We didn't even think of you like Kamsa. Still, Nityananda Prabhu, you are so merciful, you are giving us mercy. And I bet such a personality like Nityananda Prabhu. See, generally, if you are angry with someone, you will not give them what is, like, see, if somebody is angry with us, somebody beats us, we will not give them what we have. We will not give them what is best, like, isn't it? In fact, people may appreciate us all the time. Once they may say something bad, then we will stop being nice with them. But here is somebody beating Nityananda Prabhu and he wants to give that person the highest. Like, our problem is, you know, sometimes people are nice to us only, but we don't like their idiosyncrasy. Like somebody, we don't like the way he eats prasad, we don't like the way he puts on tilak, and we become uncomfortable. I mean, what a level we are in, and where Nityananda Prabhu is. And Nityananda Prabhu is telling Lord Chaitanya very clearly that this blood you are seeing is accident. Madai marite prabhu rakhile jagai, daiva se podila ratta dukha nahi pai. When Madai hit me, actually Jagai protected me. Rakhile jagai. And this rakta you see, it is daiva. It is by chance. So I am not at all sad. And Madai becomes very sorry. When Lord Chaitanya is angry with Madai, you drew blood out of Nityananda. So Madai is saying, but you are going against your rules, my dear Lord. You know, demons pierced your body when you came as Krishna. And still you liberated them. So why don't you please forgive me? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, but those demons had attacked me, but not Nityananda, who is more dear to me than myself. Prabhu bole taha hoite tora aparad Nityananda angeti ko rila raktapat. You have caused bleeding in Nityananda. Ama hoite yehi Nityananda deha bada. Torastane yehi satya koi lonu bada. I am telling you the truth. That Nityananda Prabhu's body is superior to mine. So, that's why, you know, scriptures also we say very clearly, Krishna says, no, his devotee is more dear to him. Sakshad haritvena samasta shastrer uttastata bhavya kintu prabhorya priyayevatasya. That principle is established in Lord chastising Madai. So, when Lord Chaitanya tells Madai that only Nityananda Prabhu can forgive you, Nityananda Prabhu says, my dear Lord, whatever pious activities I have done, let all the benefit go to Madai. More bhiksha deha prabhu edui sharira kichu dukha nahi mora tumi ho sthira. More bhiksha deha prabhu, give me begging, I am begging you, give me bhiksha, what? Edui sharira, these two people, who? Jagai Madai. And kichu dukkha nahi mora. I'm not at all sad that he bet me. Tumi havo stira. You relax, my dear Lord. Why are you getting angry? Chill, cool. Why are you getting so agitated? Kuch problem nahi hai. Nityananda Prabhu is telling Lord Chaitanya there is no big issue. Srila Prabhupada embodied this also. You know, in Canada, when Mr. Banerjee was coming to Srila Prabhupada's class, and one day suddenly he went crazy. In the middle of the class, he started hurling abuses at Srila Prabhupada and he walked away. Devotees were shocked. And after that, he stopped coming. And devotees said, good, good riddance to bad rubbish. He's not coming now. But Prabhupada one day asked the devotees, oh, that Banerjee is not coming nowadays. The devotee said, Prabhupada, he was blaspheming you. Oh, that is okay. I must have done something to him in the last life. That is okay. But why he should be deprived of Krishna consciousness? That is Srila Prabhupada carrying the legacy of Nityananda Prabhu. So if you see in Lilamrut, there is a detailed pastime described in Melbourne, Lath Trobe University, where Srila Prabhupada was giving talk. And the students are radicals. They attack Srila Prabhupada physically. And Srila Prabhupada had to be taken to the backstage in a car. And when they were escaping, students came and threw paint in the car. They kicked the car. Srila Prabhupada's life was saved. And Srila Prabhupada was... No, he could have been a Babaji in Vrindavan. You know, the Prime Minister of India knew him. He had already published books. He was a well-known author. He had room in Radha Damodar. He could have chanted, been a Babaji. But he was taking all of this. Because a preacher means, Nityananda Prabhu's mood is this. People harm you, but you have to give them the best. You know, it's like a mother's role. When the child is 40, mother can't slap the child. I mean, mother can't say, I'm giving you so much love and you're passing stool on me. Then don't be a parent. Don't be a preacher if you can't handle. So basically, the point is, preaching is tough. And Nityananda Prabhu is a role ideal. Now, you think preaching means giving lecture, name, fame? No, preaching means, are we willing to suffer like this? So it's only an act of compassion. And we are not compassionate, therefore we can be instruments in those who are compassionate. In their hands we can be compassionate. Prabhupada, Guru, they are compassionate. So an instrument in their hands we could be compassionate. So generally, if I have something which everybody wants, I have something which all of you want, then I will take it. I will not share. But Nityananda Prabhu has something which everybody wants. Nitya Ananda, he is supremely blissful and everybody wants happiness and he has that and he's freely sharing. Most people, if they have something which everybody wants, they will protect it and keep it to themselves. And if they have something which is not so valuable, they will give it away. Old car, Prabhuji, I want to give donation to temple. I have a laptop, Prabhuji, old laptop, would you like to keep? So generally we will give like that. I may give something which I don't want, but the best I have. And then Nityananda is mad because and he wants to share it with everyone. Prema Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Bichar. Prema Matta is mad with love for Lord Chaitanya. Nakare Bichar, he doesn't discriminate. Uttama Adhama Nakare Bichar. So now, what is the practical application of this principle? Is simple. Srila Prabhupada. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also told Jagai Madai, receive it. See, we have to first receive the mercy that we are getting. The rain cloud is pouring mercy. Are we grass or are we cement? Cement mein kuch farak nahi padega wo barish ka. So we have to receive the mercy. Mercy is all pervading. So Jagai Madai got, of course it is causeless. If we analyze, I also want mercy, I have chanted for so many years, then it's not causeless mercy. Then it is not mercy. Mercy by definition is causeless. But we have to receive mercy and we can be grateful because today, for example, the fact that we are celebrating Nityananda Tridashi festival, see, out of 6 billion human beings on this planet and trillions of living entities on this planet, how many are fortunate to celebrate and remember Lord Nityananda? And what have we done to get this causeless mercy? So, if we are in this mood, if we are in the mood of receiving, that is the first step to receive Lord Nityananda's mercy of Ananda. And second is rectify. We can't continue with our past. Today is the day to renew our determination and break all the old conditionings and old habits. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask both of them? One last thing he asked Jagai Madai before including them in their inner circle. No more sin. You can't light fire and put water also on it. Prabhu bole, tora ar na kare paap. Lord Chaitanya said, hey, नो मोर पाप. प्रभु बोले एंड वॉट इज जगाई मदाई से, प्रभु बोले तोरा न करे पाप. जगाई मदाई बोले आर ना रे बाप, ओ मेरे बाप नो मोर, वी विल नेवर डू पाप अगेन. सो वॉट इज डन इज डन. टूडे वी कैन बिगिन इन क्रिकेट ऑल्सो, यू नो समबडी गेट्स आउट सेकेंड इनिंग्स हैज अ चांस इन टेस्ट मैच. सो नाउ वी कैन टूडे वी कैन से टूडे द सेकेंड इनिंग्स. टूडे आई एम गोइंग टू, दिस इज द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य नित्यानंद प्रभु. And ISKCON is special for this. I remember once in book distribution, one devotee was sharing that one man cornered him in front of, in a local train, in front of everyone. This man challenged this book distributor, said, "Arey, we know all this. You are making announcement distributing. We know everything about ISKCON. Why don't you tell all of us some faults of ISKCON? Everybody says everything good. Today we would like to hear some fault of ISKCON. Please tell us, enlighten us. What is the biggest drawback in ISKCON?" Now this devotee was caught in a very peculiar situation. How do you tell fault? If you say we have no fault, people will think you are. So Krishna gave him the intelligence. He told the audience there that our biggest fault is we don't discriminate. Anybody can come. Even you can come. So then everybody else in the compartment laughed at that man. But that's a fact actually. There is no discrimination. Anybody can come. Anybody can chant Hare Krishna. But Madai was actually still not satisfied. Although he was included in the inner circle, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that after that, after Lord Chaitanya gave him mercy also, he was not satisfied. He came back to Nityananda Prabhu and he said, "I hit your body. I am most sinful. Please suggest some repentance." And that time Nityananda Prabhu said that you should build a ghat and you should offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas who come there and do Sankirtan. And this is the third thing, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, which is, one is receive the mercy. Second is rectify. And third, most important is, share it with others, remind others about Krishna. Receive, rectify and remind. See, if we keep Krishna consciousness to ourselves, then we are going against Nityananda Prabhu's mood. Simple. Because we can't be stingy. We have to get as many as possible because we got Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood also. Shuno shuno Nityananda, shuno Haridas. Sarvatra amara agya karaha prakash. Everywhere go and what you should do? Prati ghare ghare diyao karo yehi bhiksha. Bolo Krishna bajo Krishna karo Krishna shiksha. Go and beg everyone to chant. So if we are kanjus, if we are stingy in preaching, in giving Krishna consciousness, we are not recipient of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Parama karuna pahudvi jana nitai gaura chandra sabavatara sara shiromani kevala anandakanda. See, that's why Srila Prabhupada, you know, he carried this. He carried this mood of Nityananda Prabhu. So there is one I was hearing recently. I want to just share this. This is one arrival address at Atlanta, Georgia, 1975. It's a 2-minute talk. Srila Prabhupada was always carrying. You can, from this small talk, 2 minutes talk, you can get an idea of what Srila Prabhupada was carrying in his heart when he went everywhere. So I'll just play this. Just listen for 2 minutes.
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
So, I am very glad to see you, and I am coming first of all, Mexico City.
Yes.
So Mexico City, then Caracas, then Miami. I see your temple is the best. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. Parama Karuna Pahudvi Jana. Two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very kind. You see. They have appeared just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. So, they are more kind than Krishna. Krishna, he is also very kind. he comes to deliver, but Krishna demands the first of all surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not demand surrender. He is so far. So, Prakshalta, Hasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and be happy. Thank you.
Jaya.
Just 2 minutes, Prabhupada, you can see, he broke down. Just remembering Gaurnithya, he broke down. So, Satsarup Maharaj writes a beautiful purport to this pastime. So, after explaining this, describing this pastime, Satsarup Maharaj says, Prabhupada always carried Gaurnithya in his heart. Just like he compares this as Akrura. He said, Akrura was always remembering Krishna. Right? When he was coming to Vrindavan, he was constantly remembering Krishna. But when he came to Vrindavan and when he saw Krishna's footprints, what happened to Akrura? He went mad. He started rolling in the dust and he got ecstatic symptoms. So, Satsarupa Maharaj says, Prabhupada always carried Gaurnithya in his heart, but when you would see in a place like Atlanta, Australia, so many far off places, you would see Gaurnithya manifest there as deity or something like that, or Sankirtan. It is like Akrura seeing Krishna's footprints. Srila Prabhupada would become uncontrollable in ecstasy. So, like this, you see Srila Prabhupada was carrying Gaurnithya's mood. So there are many beautiful pastimes. We have shortage of time. I'll just say one more pastime. Sachi Mata, she was very, very confused one day. She told her son, Nimai, that, you know, I'm having a strange dream I had last night that you and Nitai enter my altar, our altar in the house where Krishna Balram are worshipped. And Nitai picked up Krishna's deity and you picked up Balram deity. And four of you started fighting. And I heard Balram tell Nitai and you. See, Krishna Balram deity are fighting, arguing with Nimai Nitai, who have entered the kitchen, entered the altar and picked up the deities. So this is Sachi Mata's dream. So she says, I heard Balram scold Nitai, saying that, you know, you dare not take pangas with us. All this boga is meant for us. You can't take that boga. Because Pachi Mata had kept boga for Krishna Balram. Nimai Nitai entered and they started eating that. So then Krishna Balram said, how can you eat that? You can't. So then Nitai scolded Krishna Balram. So she's getting this dream. Preetayadina. Chadi ba, khai ba, maran, lutiya khai leva, rakhi be kon jan. We will steal and snatch and eat. Who can stop us? If you stop us, we will fight with you and we will beat you up. This is what Nitai said. And Balram said, you know what? You better not take this. In the name of Krishna, I am telling you, I will bash you up. This is what Balram told Nimai and Nitai. You, both of you. And that time, Nitai, what did he reply? Nityananda bole tora krishnera ki dar. Who is afraid of your Krishna? Nityananda bole tora krishnera ki dar. Gaurachandra vishwambara amara ishwar. Our ishwar is Gaurachandra. And like this, my dear Nimai, I saw four of you fight. Yehi mata kalaha kare chari jan, kada kadi kare sab karoye bojan. You four of you are fighting, snatching food. What is this? So then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he laughed at this dream of Sachi Mata. He said, every day, I used to wonder, you know, we are offering bhoga to Krishna Balram deity and I used to see half the plate was empty. Now I know that the deities have life. Earlier I was suspecting. Tomara vadhure mora sandeya chila. I was suspecting your daughter-in-law was taking the mahaprasad and eating. Lord Chaitanya is telling his own mother. Tomara vadhure mora sandeha chila, aji seya mara mane sandeha guchila. Now today my doubt is gone. Okay. It is Krishna Balaram deity full of life. They are doing all this. So when Lord Chaitanya was telling this to his mother, Lakshmi Priya was inside and she was hearing this conversation between her Lord and her mother-in-law. What was her response? Hase Lakshmi Jagan Mata Swami Ravachane. Antaretha kiya shab shapnakata shune. So she was inside and she was hearing all this dream of Sachi Mata and she was also laughing. So like this you will see, Vrindavandas Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat is full of Amritera Bhanda. It is like a nectar of, it's a pot of filled with nectar. There are many pastimes like this. Now, its time is up. I'll just like to conclude with Srila Prabhupada's, just a couple of, I was hearing one lecture of Radhana Swami Maharaj. He was saying that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Nityananda Prabhu had delivered Jagai Madai, Maharaj says in that class that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying in tears of ecstasy. And then Maharaj said, just imagine if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried so much seeing Jagai Madai being delivered, how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be crying in ecstasy to see Srila Prabhupada deliver so many Jagais and Madais. So Srila Prabhupada was here in Chaupati Beach in 1971. And that's when, you know, this famous Prabhupada said, Prabhupada got Vegavan and Padmavati married. You know that lecture, that video is also there. Then Prabhupada said, this is real United Nations. In that talk, Prabhupada says, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and there were these two gundas, Jagai, Madai, like that, he speaks that pastime. And then he says, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madai. Today, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are delivering wholesale Jagais and Madais. It was so funny, but it is actually true. Srila Prabhupada delivered wholesale Jagais and Madais. Actually, if you see, you know, before Srila Prabhupada, in Gaudiya tradition, there used to be Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit deities, Gaur Gadadhar deities everywhere, even now if you see in Gaudiya Math. But Srila Prabhupada knew the special potency of Nityananda Prabhu. That is, he installed Gaur Nithai deities. That's why to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who wanted to take strict action against one devotee who was doing something wrong repeatedly, that time Srila Prabhupada said, no, Tamal Krishna, you can't do this. But then Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how much do we forgive him? Srila Prabhupada just closed his eyes. He said, please understand, Lord Nityananda's mercy is unlimited. Tejas Prabhu was also one saying that when one devotee was telling Srila Prabhupada about his struggles that he was suffering and he was going through, Srila Prabhupada had a drop of tear in his eyes and he said, see how much he is sincerely trying to serve. So I think our biggest wealth we can possess is sincerity. And with that, we can beg the Lord on this auspicious day that we want mercy and we want to serve Krishna sincerely. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are like jailers in a prison. Everybody, we are all in the prison of material world. Imagine a jailer comes and opens the door and says, bhag jao, nikal jao. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have come and opened the door. Come on, get out. Nikal jao, material world se. And we are saying what? Arey, ruko yaar. 10,000 years hai. We are complacent. But Nityananda Prabhu has delivered everyone. Those in the mode of goodness, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he got mercy by just giving chuda dahi. For mode of passion, you know, this famous pastime of Kalakrishna Das. Sridhana Dekana Thandra Loba Janmela Arya Sarala Viprera Buddhi Nasha Vela. Prabhupada writes in that purport that such a nice person, Arya Sarala Vipra, he was in mode of, but he also got distracted by mode of passion. Buddhi Nasha Vela. Prabhupada writes in that purport that somebody is associated with Lord Chaitanya can be distracted and deviated. What to speak of you and me? But he also got, how he got mercy? Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar, Chari, Jane, Yukti, Tabe, Kurila, Antar. Lord Chaitanya rejected Kala Krishna Das, but he got mercy of devotees led by Nityananda Prabhu. And then he got service. He went to Navadvip, he gave Mahaprasad to all the devotees and told them about Lord Chaitanya. And then they had a big festival for 3 days, hearing, chanting. And then he went on to become a Mahant, one of the 64 Mahants in the one of the Sampradayas that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the details. Means somebody who has been rejected by Lord Chaitanya, he goes on to become a very senior member of a parampara. That is the power of Nityananda Prabhu. And mode of ignorance, we have Jagai Madai. So everybody in between also has hope. So I would like to conclude with this one statement I had heard from one of, I think Baldev Prabhu had said this long back, that if going back to Godhead is a goal, and if there is an exam to go back to Godhead, and if Krishna is the examiner, we have no choice but we have to get 100% marks. But we are lucky, we are in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the examiner If he is the examiner, then we don't have to worry about 100%. We just have to give the exam. And Nityananda Prabhu, if we accept him as the examiner, then we don't even have to give the exam. We just remember the roll number. You are saying. Roll number means to know that I am servant of Krishna and just chant Hare Krishna. And we will get prasad also in return. So I am a servant of Krishna, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So with this humble prayer, we can celebrate this festival and have the proper consciousness. I once again thank the devotees for giving me an opportunity today to glorify Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And I want to thank all the devotees for giving me this service. Thank you very much. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamohotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यत्य दिशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ज Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivastadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare.